Jones, how important is this bye week to you, the defense, in trying to assess where you are?
I mean, it is. We don't have nothing to do with when it is, and so it came at this time, and so we're dealing with it.
How helpful are bye weeks, though, in terms of just being able to take a step back like Bill said?
I mean, it's good. You know, I guess it just really depends. You know, it's you try to get healthy, get your feet back on it, but it's the beginning of the season, so it's not like it's week 10 or anything like that. So you get a chance to step back from it, evaluate yourself, and move forward. That was easy.
Can you talk about the pass rush? Is that something that you guys are working on over the next 2 weeks, just trying to get more pressure on the quarterback or find ways to do that?
Yeah, the ex-Bill, I don't have a practice schedule. You ex-Bill, what we working on. I'm pretty sure y'all had a chance to ask him that too, so whatever he told y'all, that's what it is.
What was most disappointing about the loss and the way that it happened last week?
We're talking about San Francisco. We're not talking about last week. Last week is done. It's over with. Just like you do with a win, you do the same thing with a loss. After Monday, you deal with it, and it's done.
Dale, how much of a benefit is it to have a team like San Francisco, who we haven't seen in a long while, to have some extra time to not only work on yourselves, but to work on them too?
Well, it is. It is. It is beneficial, you know, because you don't play San Francisco twice, and you don't see them as much. So you give you an extra week to work on some of the things that they do. They're very talented, good running back, good quarterback, scoring a lot of points. And so we definitely have our challenge cut out, and so I think that week will be used very wisely.
You mentioned this doesn't obviously come in week number 10. Does that mean that you guys focus more instead of just getting your rest on fundamentals, what you guys need to accomplish?
You always work on getting better. You know, you always want to work on yourself. It just gives you more time. You don't have an opponent to prepare for Sunday, so it gives you a little bit more time to do some of the things that you really want to do and work on. So those are just some of the things that we're doing.
Do you watch a lot of football on Sunday?
Probably not. You know, here and there. But sit down and watch a whole game, I doubt it.